Nearly a year after disputed elections in Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe has sworn in his arch rival as prime minister. Mugabe has ruled the country for nearly 30 years, and he's always resisted sharing power. While he's finally relented, the country is suffering an economic meltdown, and it's far from clear that this new arrangement will work. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports from the capital, Harare.
There was an atmosphere of hope and much relief, as well as an element of disbelief, as Zimbabweans witnessed President Mugabe administering the oath of office to Morgan Tsvangirai at the elegant colonial state house here in Harare.
I, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, do swear that I will well and truly serve Zimbabwe in the office of Prime Minister.
Many said this was an extraordinary event, considering that, as leader of the opposition, Zimbabwe's new Prime Minister Tsvangirai had not so very long ago been beaten and harassed by Mugabe's thugs with state-sponsored violence against the president's political opponents. Both men agreed to work together in the interests of their people, though Tsvangirai acknowledged that it was not an ideal settlement and that the political marriage would not be easy.
There can be no turning back on the political agreement which each party has signed, knowing it is not a perfect agreement, but still a workable one. An agreement that, if implemented with the good faith, will deliver a peaceful way forward toward a stable economy, a new constitution, and a free and a fair election.
Implementation of a national unity cabinet came only after intense pressure from Zimbabwe's neighbours, who feared total meltdown across their borders. Robert Mugabe remains president, but with Tsvangirai as prime minister, demanding real authority to govern in a decidedly wobbly political union. Zimbabwe faces insurmountable challenges: a collapsed economy, unparalleled hyperinflation, 90% unemployment, widespread hunger, and a devastating cholera epidemic that has killed 3,500 people since August. President Mugabe said the rival parties should build on the power-sharing deal by turning swords into plowshares after travelling a long, tedious and often frustrating road.
I offer them my hand of friendship, warm cooperation and solidarity in the service of our great country and people. Ladies and gentlemen, if yesterday we were adversaries, today we stand united. Today is a great and historic day for Zimbabwe.
But the swearing-in of Tsvangirai as Prime Minister is only the first step and caps nearly a year of turmoil in Zimbabwe and protracted power-sharing negotiations after a disputed presidential vote. Tsvangirai has laid ambitious priorities to turn around Zimbabwe's fortunes and has vowed to take immediate steps to fix the economy. But addressing thousands of cheering supporters, some hanging from light towers and trees in a stadium in Harare, Tsvangirai warned that progress in Zimbabwe depended on respect for human rights and an end to political violence.
Let's not have pseudo-democracy. On one hand, you pretend that you shall guarantee people's freedom. On the other, you are the very violator of those people's freedom. This must end.
A swipe at President Mugabe and a warning that he must not undermine urgently needed reforms in Zimbabwe. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.